What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. And I'm so glad to be back with you guys for another episode of the Box Score Breakdown. We had a huge, huge 12-game slate. If your season is still going on, today is going to be one of the most important days in your week. So let's see what everyone did. You know, it was a lot of blowouts, a lot of big-time performances, a lot of resting, but that's typical for your fantasy week. A lot of guys that were questionable up until the last minute, that sucks. But that comes along with the end of the season as well. But like I said, 12 games, let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. And for the first game, we have the Hawks versus the Detroit Pistons. The Hawks won that one. I think I've heard they won like 13 out of 14 games recently. They are killing it. And the new lineup is flourishing with Onyeka Okongwu, 11 points and 2 steals. Missing in the rebounds and blocks categories. Don't know what happened with that tonight. But of course, Jalen Johnson made up for that with 27 points, 8 boards, 12 assists. No steals or blocks, but almost another triple-double. CJ McCollum, 27 points as well, 5 assists and a steal. Now, Nickeil Alexander-Walker with 21 points, 4 boards, 3 assists. Dyson Daniels with 16, 4 and 4 with 2 steals and a block. And nobody off the bench was truly productive. Unfortunately, Jonathan Kuminga has turned into a bench role player with 20 minutes, 8 points, 5 boards, 1 steal. We saw him when he first got over here. Balled out of control, and then he's been banged up ever since. And now it looks like he's going to be settled into a 6-man role, at least for the time being. So he is not must roster right now. If someone sits out, someone's get banged up, then we have to go from there. Jock Landale did have 10 rebounds, but that was about it for the Hawks, but they still won. But for the Pistons, you know, of course, they had no Cade and almost won. So that tells you how good the Pistons team really is. Tobias Harris, 22 points and a steal. Big game. We know it seemed like he could not get 20 points anymore. He did it tonight. Duncan Robinson, 17 points, 5 three-pointers, 7 boards. Jalen Duren, huge game, 26 and 14 with 2 blocks. Ausar Thompson finally stepped it up with a great offensive performance, 18 points. 9 for 11 from the field, 4 boards, 5 assists, 4 steals, 1 block. This is the all-star we want to see more often. We know no one can do this type of performance every night, but we want to see this more often. And it's been few and far in between this year for him. So nice to see him put it together tonight. Dennis Jenkins, another great performance with 19 points, 10 assists, and a steal. He did have 6 turnovers, but 19 and 10. For an undrafted guard is really good. The bench, no one really balled out. Kevin Huerter had 8 points and 2 steals, but that was about it. For the next game, the Lakers defeated the Pacers 137-130. LeBron James had 23 points, 9 boards, 9 assists, 1 steal. Great game, almost a triple-double. Jake LaRavia had 4 steals and a block. Jackson Hayes had a huge 21-point, 10-board performance with 2 steals and 2 blocks. There was no DeAndre Ayton, and I mean, if Jackson Hayes can do this, he might need to start from now on because this is much more impactful than what DeAndre Ayton has been giving him. Like I said, 9 for 11 from the field. Incredible. 10 boards, 2 blocks, and DeAndre Ayton doesn't normally get blocks. So great game by Jackson Hayes. Luka Doncic, 43 points, 6 boards, 7 assists, and a steal. And Austin Reaves, 25 points, 8 assists, 2 steals. Just great performances all around from the Lakers. You know, Bronny James even got some time off the bench with 4 points and 2 steals and a block. The bench is where they really are lacking production, though. So they're still going to need to do something about that. For the Pacers, Siakam 20-8 with a steal. Jairus Walker 15-6. Jay Huff 18 points and a block. Andrew Nembhard, really nice game with 14 points and an unbelievable 19 assists. That's insane. Only 2 turnovers, 19-2 ratio. You don't see that every day for sure. Aaron Nesmith, 14 points and a steal. Obi Toppin, 15 points, 3 steals. TJ McConnell, 17 points, a steal and a block. Only 3 assists. Normally when TJ McConnell's in the game, he's going to get you 7-plus assists, but he did only play 14 minutes, and he was shooting the lights out. Ben Shepherd with 13 points and a steal. For the next game, we had the Bulls losing big time to the Sixers, 157-137. For the Bulls, Nick Richards and Jalen Smith, the 2 bigs, combined for 15 minutes in this one. Jalen Smith must have tweaked something because to start and play 6 minutes and no production, you know something was up with that. Matas Bezelis, 18-8 with the block. Nick Richards was not productive either. Trey Jones, 15.7 assists, 4 boards. Josh Giddey with the huge 23-point performance, 9 boards, 12 assists, and a block. And, you know, if he's going to play 30 minutes, he's going to dominate the rest of the season. If you have him on your team or had him up until this week, he got you pretty far. I'll just say that. Gershon Yabusele did come off the bench in 22 minutes, 11 points, 4 boards. Patrick Williams, 10 points. Just about everyone on the bench was in double figures that played more than 10 minutes. Rob Dillingham, 12 points, Sexton, 16. Leonard Miller, nice game with 15-7. Okoro, 13. Patrick Williams, 10-1 steal. But the Sixers, who did win because they had Paul George back and Joel Embiid back, they did not have Tyrese Maxey, but that's a huge load for them back. And Paul George was not rusty at all. 28 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, 4 steals, and a block. So I don't know if he needed that rest. You know, if you're not aware, he came back from a 25-game PED suspension. He said he used that drug. I mean, that's what it is. But because of mental stress, mental, like, anxiety and stuff, like, he felt like he needed it mentally. He wasn't using it for physical enhancement, but it was more mental. You could check out the quote. Check out at Sports Ethos and the website sportsethos.com for more on that. But Paul George is back in full effect. Joel Embiid, same for him. 35 points, 6 boards, 7 assists, and a block. This is the Embiid we wanted to see a month ago when the playoffs were starting. You know, some playoffs have ended, some in the championship week. If you made it this far with Embiid, congrats, but hopefully next year he'll be more healthy. Quinn Grimes with 13-6-5 with 3 steals and 3 blocks. So he did not shrink in the moment with the big guys back. Neither did VJ Ashcombe, 22 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, and a steal. Really nice game. Justin Edwards, who had been starting off the bench because Paul George was back, did have 12 points, and Campaign with 15 points, 4 boards, 3 assists. And even Kyle Lowry got in the game for 5 minutes. Shout out to Kyle Lowry, the 40-year-old. Next game, we had the Celtics defeat the Thunder. This is a big matchup. You know, Tatum and Brown versus Shea and Jay Will and Chet. But Isaiah Hartenstein, he's really been struggling this year pretty much with health and everything. I don't know if he'll be back next year because they're paying him $27 million. He's not playing like a $27 million player. He would be more impactful in the playoffs, but during the regular season, I don't know. But 6 points, 5 boards, 3 steals, no blocks, and 22 minutes was Isaiah Hartenstein. It's just been kind of underwhelming. They drafted a first-round center last year. They could do the same this year. There's some good bigs in this draft as well. So we'll see. But Chet Holmgren, 10-5. That's surprising. No blocks. That's a very limited game right there from Chet. And Jalen Williams, the guard, 7 points, 3 boards, 3 assists. So if you look at those three players, they combine for 23 points and, you know, very pedestrian numbers. And they cannot do that and beat a team like the Celtics. But SGA balled out, 33 points, 8 assists, 2 steals, but he's the only one that balled out. Lou Dort was knocking him down from 3, had 14 points, 5 boards, and a block. No one else off the bench scored in double figures. Caruso had 9 points and a steal, but everyone else just very average. Even AJ Mitchell, 8 points and a block. For the Celtics, I mentioned Tatum, 19-12 with 7 assists, 3 steals, and a block. So normally you're used to seeing Tatum in the 20s and 30s, but, you know, he's working his way back and finding himself fitting within the team. The 19 points were great considering he only shot the ball 12 times. But more impressive is the 12 boards, 7 assists, 3 steals, and a block. That's amazing. And in the victory. Sam Hauser hit 3 3-pointers. Nemias Keita, 13 points, 5 boards, 2 blocks. That's what we want from Keita. Derek White, 12-6 assists. Jaylen Brown, 31 points, 8 boards, 8 assists, 2 steals. And he was balling out there. I mean, it's truly his team, at least for this year. Peyton Pritchard, 14 points, had 4 3-pointers. And Baylor Shireman, 11 points, had 3 3-pointers, had 5 boards as well. So very impressive win. And the Celtics are going to be feeling really good about themselves going into the playoffs, knowing that they could beat the Thunder, you know. And the Thunder are not exactly at full strength, but they did have their starters back and pretty much everyone back. It's just Jay Williams is not right yet. Jalen Williams. Next game, the Heat defeated the Cavs 120-103. Andrew Wiggins, 12-2 steals. Bam Adebayo, 17-10 with 7 assists and 2 steals. Really good all-around game. Norman Powell back in the starting lineup with 19-2 steals. Davion Mitchell, 11, a steal and a block. And Tyler Hero with 18-3 steals. We missed Tyler Hero getting those 30-point performances, but he played within the flow of the game. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 14-5 assists. Khalil Ware, 13-11 with a block. Pella Larson, 14-5 with a steal and a block. For the Cavs, we have Evan Mobley, very down game tonight. 8 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. James Harden, 18-9-7 with a block. Donovan Mitchell, 28 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. Sam Merrill, 18 points, 4 assists. And Keon Ellis started, has 17 points and 2 steals. Off the bench, not much production. And Jalen Tyson did not play in this one. And you see why the Cavs lost. But no, Mobley cannot do that. And Jared Allen did not play either. So Cavs were a little undermanned. And if you're not familiar, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, a.k.a. William is Bill. And you may be listening to us on NBA Fantasy today. Don't worry, Doc and Brew will be back with the next episode today to recap and go further in depth with your fantasy analysis. So if you like the Box Score Breakdown, subscribe, like, comment. We record live. We're on X, YouTube right now. If you want to ask any questions, I'll get to them at the end of the show. But for now, let's keep going through the wrap-up. Next game, the Spurs defeated the Grizz 123-98. For the Spurs, Julian Champagne, 13 points, 8 boards, a steal and a block. Wembanyama, only 19 points, but 15 boards, 3 steals, 7 blocks. That's 10 stocks, ladies and gentlemen. That's just becoming the norm for Wembanyama. Crazy. 7 blocks is insane. Devin Vassell, 19-7 with 4 assists and a steal. Stephon Castle, 15-9 assists. Dylan Harper started in this one. 10 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, and a block. And, you know, no one played over 27 minutes on the Spurs because it was a blowout over the Grizz. The Grizz did not put up much of a fight. Keldon Johnson, 15-7 off the bench. Harrison Barnes, 11 points off the bench. But yeah, no De'Aaron Fox in this one, and he was not needed. For the Grizz, Omax, Olivier Maxence, Prosper, 17-5. Taylor Hendricks, terrible game, 2 points, 8 boards. I think the 2 points, though, he dunked on Wemby, and Wemby got him back. But Cedric Howard, 12 points. He was back tonight, 12 points, 4 assists. Not much else. He did play 27 minutes, so good to see him back in the lineup. But he has not gotten back to the form he was earlier in the season. So hopefully that will come about. GG Jackson, 20-7 with 2 steals. Javon Small was back in the lineup, started 8 points, 5 assists, and a steal. They're going to really need to settle on a point guard because they go back between Javon Small, Walter Clayton, Ty Jerome, Cam Spencer. You know, just we want to see who's going to be the guy. Even if 3 games, give it to one guy. The next 3 games, give it to another guy. You got to figure it out. But speaking of that, Walter Clayton had 10 points, 6 assists, and a block. Because right now, Javon and Walter, you put their numbers together, you have a starting point guard in the NBA. So you can't keep splitting their minutes. Dejan Giroux, 15 points, 3 steals. And no one else was truly effective. Jalen Wells was out. Ty Jerome was out. Next game, the Wizards beat the Jazz in the battle of the both teams trying to lose. The Wizards beat the Jazz 133-110. And I'm telling you, the Wizards are going to have to stop playing Julian Reese because he may be too good for a team trying to lose. 26 points for Julian Reese, 17 rebounds, a steal and a block, and 12 for 16 from the field. Now, this is a guy that everyone would have on their rosters if they knew when he was playing. But he'll play one game, miss the next 3. Play a game.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
One, play one, miss 3 games, play a game. We have no clue because of the way his signing contract is. You can only play a certain amount of games before you meet the threshold. So if Julian Reese is, if we know he's playing, especially if Alex Sarr is out, he is a must roster player because I don't want to go too crazy, but if you look at his numbers, he's the best player on this team right now. With no Sar, no Trey, no AD, he's the best player. And I don't know if they want to admit that, but it's pretty clear. Unfortunately, you know, for Bob Carrington, down year this year, 12 points. Bilal Coulibaly should be better at this point, but 11 points. He did have 3 steals. Will Riley, great game for him. 19 points, 10 boards. Leaky Black started 11 points, 7 boards, 3 steals, 3 blocks. It's interesting that he started over Jameer Watkins because both of them have been playing well. It just seemed like Jameer Watkins was drafted by this team. Leaky Black was a undrafted signee. And Jameer Watkins has been playing great, like for what he is. But they started Leaky Black. So interesting, but Jameer Watkins did have 3 steals as well. and 8 points and six boards. So they'll figure it out. Jaden Hardy, 21 points off the bench. And Sharif Cooper with 17 points and two steals. No Trey Johnson either in this game with a sprained right foot. For the Jazz, Cody Williams went off with 24 points, two steals, and a block. And very happy to see that. Hopefully he can stay consistent. John Contrar, 8 points, 14 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Those numbers are all over the place and all really good, except for the points. But he didn't shoot that much. But 14 rebounds for a shooting guard is crazy. 3 blocks as well, crazy. Elijah Harkless, 10 and 6 assists with 2 steals. Ace Bailey, 15 and 5 with 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. A really nice game. Bez and Bing, 11 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals, and a block. I don't know who Bez and Bing knows, but he's got some dirt on someone or knows somebody very important, because this is his second game in a row starting, played 44 minutes, and he should not be starting. I mean, to get these numbers, they look good, but in 44 minutes, it's not that good. So, you know. But Bryson Saplaw did not play for rest. I don't know about that. But Isaiah Curry didn't play. You know, Keontae George is not there. Svi Mykhailiuk did not play. So I guess they had to play him on the bench. They played Kennedy Chandler, 14 points, 8 assists. Really nice game. He should probably be starting over Bez. And Blake Henson, 21 points and 1 block. But the Jazz and the Wiz are just... they can't wait for the season to be over, and we can't wait for it to be over for them as well. Next game, the Nuggets defeated the Mavs 142-135. PJ Washington, 19 and 15 with a block, huge game. Najee Marshall, 22-4-3. Cooper Flagg, 26-8-7 with 2 steals and a block. Max Christie with 9 points. Chris Middleton, 11 and 5 assists. Brandon Williams, 11 and 6 assists. For the Nuggets, Cam Johnson, 12 points and a block. Nikola Jokic, 23 points. Oh, my God. This line is outrageous. 23 points, 21 rebounds, 19 assists, and a steal. Insane line for Jokic. And he only went 1 of 5 from 3. So if he makes 2 or 3 of those 3-pointers, he's close to 30 points. Just incredible. I mean, truly incredible. He clearly did not have Daniel Gafford there to clog up the middle, so he went to work. Jamal Murray, though, he scored that load that Jokic didn't need to. 53 points by Jamal Murray. 6 boards, 4 assists. And when I'm saying the players of the night, it's only going to list one Nugget. I'm going to make sure to say both of them, because they were 2 of the best performances, not just of the night, in a long time. That's crazy. Peyton Watson, huge game off the bench. 21 points, 4 boards, 3 assists. Good to see him back after resting the last game. Next game, the T-Wolves defeated the Rockets 110-108, and this went into overtime. KD, 30 points, 8 assists, 2 steals and a block. Jabari Smith, 16-12 with a steal and a block. Sengun also with 30 points, 6 boards, 4 blocks. Amen, 11 points, 9 boards, 10 assists, and 2 blocks. Almost a triple-double. Reed Shepherd with 10 and 8 with 2 steals. And no one else did anything. That's why they lost. Even though they only lost by 2, literally the bench combined for 11 points between 6 people. That's horribly bad. The Lakers and the Rockets need some bench help. For the T-Wolves, Julius Randle, 24-6-6 with 2 steals. Jaden McDaniels, 25 points, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Rudy Gobert, 14-14 rebounds with a steal and 5 blocks. Before Wembanyama, Rudy Gobert was the one we all were in awe about with his huge rebound and block production. Now I look at Rudy and say, oh, he only had 5 blocks? No, that's insane. That's incredible. It's just Wimby had 7. Wimby is just out of this world. Mike Conley got the start tonight. 5 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, a steal and a block in 29 minutes. A lot of people were out in this one. No AO, Anthony Edwards. So Mike Conley got the start. And also DiVincenzo, which allowed him to get 17 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. Naz Reid, 14 and 13 off the bench with 2 steals and 2 blocks. Bones Highland, after the huge performance, dropped down, only 3 of 11 from the field, but he had 8 points and 8 assists with a block. Next game we had, the Trailblazers blew out the Milwaukee Bucks 130-99. Pete Nance, who just got signed, in a very pedestrian game in 31 minutes. And it's like, did they make the right choice? I don't know. Usman Jang, 16-4-4 with a block. Jericho Sims started. Miles Turner missed this one at the last minute. 12 points, 6 boards, 2 steals for Jericho. Ryan Rollins, 36 huge points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. And Torian Prince with 13-6. No one else really productive. Andre Jackson had 8 points and 4 steals. I'll give him a shout out for those steals. For the Blazers, Jeremy Grant, 18 points and a block. Tumani, only 10 points after having 35 last game. He did have 2 steals and a block. Denny Avdija with 18-4-7 with a block. Klingon, 14-15 with 4 steals and 2 blocks. 4 steals for Donovan Klingon is crazy. Jrue Holiday, 13-8 assists with 5 boards and a steal. Off the bench, Matisse Thybulle, 14-8 with 3 steals and a block. Scoot Henderson, big game, 23 points, 4 assists and a steal. Love to see that. You really wish Shaedon Sharpe was here because he would be able to do a lot more, especially now. It's saying he's out due to coach's decision, but I'm 99% sure he's still injured. So next game we have the Warriors barely beat the Nets 109-106. And this game went down to the wire. Zaire Williams, he's had a nice string of games here. 19 points, 6 steals. That's a game changer, ladies and gentlemen. If you can get somebody to get you anything more than 3 or more steals, it's ridiculous, but to have 6 is insane. So if Zaire Williams is out there, you might want to consider picking him up. Drake Powell got the start, 10 points, 2 steals. Ben Sarah, 14 points, 7 assists, 2 steals. So they got a lot of steals, not a lot of anything else. Jalen Wilson, 15 points. Tanny Johnson, 11 points and a steal. Malachi Smith, just recently re-signed, 12 points. Really wish Yegor Jomon was back too, but he's out for the year. For the Warriors, Gui Santos, 31 points, 2 steals. Kristaps Porzingis, 17 points, 5 boards, 2 assists. You really wish he had more rebounds and more blocks. 9 of 10 from the free throw line is great. 17 points is great. Not getting injured is great, so we'll take it. DeAnthony Melton with 14 points, 9 boards, 3 steals. Pozemski, 22, 6 and 5. And Gary Payton off the bench with 10-7 with a steal. And for the last and final game, the Raptors and the Clippers. The Clippers won 119-94. Another blowout. Brandon Ingram, 18 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, a steal and a block. RJ Barrett, 12-6 with 4 assists, a steal. And unfortunately, Scottie Barnes only had 9 points, 12 assists, and 2 steals with a block and a rebound. So everything else was good except for the points. He went 4 of 11 from the field. And honestly, he does not need to be third in shooting attempts. And if he is, it still needs to be more than 11. So that had a lot to do with it. But he was off tonight, you know, less than 33%. But Scottie Barnes had a really down year for him. Still a good year. Still an all-star. But I think he would have made a bigger leap if Ingram was not there. Jamal Shedd started, 8 points, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. Jakob Poeltl, 10-6 with a steal. Sandro Mamukelashvili, 13-7. Colin Marie-Boyles with 10-5 with a steal and a block. And everyone played on this team, but not everyone was effective because they were the only ones. I'm not mentioning the 8 other guys that did nothing. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard was questionable. But he did play 27 points, 6 boards, 1 block. John Collins, 22 minutes, 0 points. I'm shouting that out because how and why? Only took 2 shots, 5 boards, a steal, but John Collins has truly fell off this year. After last year being banged up, but when he played, he was a top 50 player. And now he's looking like a guy that it's going to be hard for him to see the floor next year. Unless he does something about it. Derrick Jones Jr. has 7 boards. Brook Lopez, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 5 blocks. And if he could just be consistent, it'd be great. I picked him up last week because the game before I picked him up, it was great. When I picked him up, it was nothing. Since then, it's been nothing, nothing, nothing. And then tonight, he goes off. So you can't trust a player like that unless he's your only option. Darius Garland, 24 points, 6 assists, are still in the block. Batum, 9 and a block. Yeah, 9 and a block. Isaiah Jackson, 12 points, 6 boards, a steal and 2 blocks. Benedict Mathurin, 23 points, 4 boards, 6 assists, and a block. And still coming off the bench, but still very productive. And he should not be coming off the bench. I'm just going to say that. All right, we're going to get your questions after I go through the players of the night. So let's talk about Jalen Johnson, 27, 8, and 12. Jalen Duren, 26 and 14. Luka had 43, 6, and 7. Andrew Nembhard, 14 and 19. Josh Giddey, 23, 9, and 12. Embiid, 35, 6, and 7. Shout out to Paul George as well, who had 28. SGA, 33 and 8. Jaylen Brown, 31, 8, and 8. Khalil Ware, 13 and 11. Bam had a nice game too. Donovan Mitchell, 28 and 6. Wembanyama, 19, 15, and 3 steals with 7 blocks. Gigi Jackson, 20 and 7. Julian Reese, 26 and 17. John Contra, 8, 14, and 3 blocks. Sengun, 36 and 4. KD had 30 as well. Rudy Gobert, 14, 14 and 5. Cooper Flagg, 26, 8 and 7. Jamal Murray, 53 points, 6 rebounds. Jokic, 23 points, 21 rebounds, 19 assists. Just insane. Zaire Williams, 19 and 6 steals. Guy Santos, 31. Ryan Rollins, 36. Klingon, 14, 15, and 4. And Darius Garland with 24 and 6 assists. Now, that was our huge wrap-up of the night. Huge 12-game lineup. Okay, so I got a question from Austin Martin Photography. I'm in the finals right now in my league. And bro, K blew a lung. I know how you feel. I'm in the championship week right now. Well, to win, it's 4 teams left. I got to win this to get to the championship next week, which no league should end this late. But it is what it is. And I have Anthony Edwards out. He was out last week. I survived. Out this week, so it is tough, you know. But just remember, whoever you're playing against more than likely has a stud missing as well, or two. So really, it's just going to come down to streaming. You know, don't feel like you have to hold on to your last 2 guys on your team. They're going to be good. Your opponent might pick them up, but you're going to have to stream those spots to make up, especially for K not being there. It truly sucks, because if he was there, you probably would win for sure and possibly win easily. But that's just the fantasy season. You know, like I said, no Anthony Edwards for me, as a lot of guys hurt right now. And but good luck. Keep listening to us at the Box Score Breakdown. Keep listening to Fantasy NBA Today. We're going to have you ready to go. Follow us at Ethos Fantasy NBA, at Sports Ethos, at William Lynn's Bill. And try not to be in leagues where your season ends so late. I know it's just like football. That last week of the season in football is just nothingness. And so like the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks in the NBA is nothingness. But hang in there, guys. Shout out to Neil P1078. He's right in the same boat there with us. We're going to make it through. Good luck to everyone in your championship weeks and your playoff runs. Until next time, I'm out of here, guys. Peace.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.